So over the last 2 weeks, Umam Dora has shared very exciting Ace recipes covering everything from making your Ace Pap just the way she makes it to your wholesome, hearty meals, from your modern twist on old favorites to your budget meals that will fill your family's tummy with love. Now I do have Umam Dora on the line. Umam Dora, sawubona, and how are you today?
Hi, Zama. I am very well, and how are you?
I know. Okay, like season, Mama. I'm good. Can't complain. So, Mama, last week you were sharing about the beef stew with Herb Dumling recipe with us. And once again, the listeners, they responded so well. They were so excited. They went on and downloaded the podcast and also went on to the Ace social media pages, Ekteni Bathole the recipe. And today, I'm sure again, they are looking forward to hearing what will we be making. What favorite recipe are we doing today using Ace, Mama?
Okay, well, today I have an Ace recipe that is both nutritious and very affordable. It's three tasty variations of making a papa with some hints and tips to make it your own way. You know, most of us will do things differently. But then if I give you the basic, try to go with the basic first.
Okay.
And then when I get, you can change the way you want to.
All right.
So, but then, okay, this is our isjini. I'm not if you're such isjini.
Oh, yes, I know you're taking me back to Durban. Oh, my cousin. Oh, I want to get my mind. Oh, yes, yes,
yeah.
Isjini.
Isjini, which is pumpkin pap. And I think this is such an underrated recipe.
It is.
It's such an underrated dish. The way it's in Nandinga Kona, you know, you can eat school a bit sister that is and you always look forward to the day when Nizota is isjini.
That's
you
really
know,
true.
What I couldn't mind, you kind of like have forgotten about it, but I think I would love for us to resuscitate it and start enjoying it again.
Oh,
you know.
Thank you, Mama.
So I'm going to just isjingi, and then I'll expand with the other variations afterwards.
Okay.
You know, so for the isjingi, you just need maybe about 2 cups of diced pumpkin.
Okay.
Yeah, you could use a butternut or a pumpkin or which a gem squash or letanga limthorpe. You know. And then you need a bit of salt and then about 2 teaspoons of sugar and then 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon because you don't want it to be overpowering.
Yes.
And then you can use a cup of water, 1 cup of cold water and 2 cups of hot water. And then you need your 1 cup of Ace Super Maize Meal.
Yes.
Or any of the other variants. And then you'll need about 50 grams of your margarine or butter.
Yeah.
Then what you will do, you'll chop up the pumpkin slices. In fact, I need to imagine if you find them convenient already chopped. But if it's chopped, just make sure they're just nicely diced so that they can cook quickly. And then you just sprinkle some salt and sugar. And then you add cold water into the saucepan and you cook up your pumpkin until it is soft.
Yeah.
And then once it's soft, you mash it inside the cold water. And then you add the boiling water. And then you just bring it again to the boil because you know guti impupu maize meal is very sensitive to water. If your water hasn't boiled enough, your pap will taste like it's not cooked through.
That's true. That's true.
So you want to bring it back to a boil and then you add your super maize meal and then you stir until well mixed. So your mixture must be nice and soft. Stiff pap on it.
Yeah,
so this one is quite nice and soft. As you can see with our proportions, we have 3 cups of liquid to 1 cup of maize meal. So it will make it nice and soft. And then you cover your saucepan and cook over medium heat for about 20 to 30 minutes, but occasionally stirring again. And then once it's cooked, you can then add your butter or margarine and you mix through. And then you just serve it hot or cold, very hot, I prefer it nice and warm.
Yes.
And then with on its own, it's lovely, but you can serve it as an accompaniment for your meat. And like if you're entertaining and you're having a braai or even maybe for a different day, for a different taste sensation, ungayenza what you call isijabane. Isijabane, abanye bathi isikonje yini. There's another name because I kumbula before, I'll remember it before we finish, but then that's the one where you add amabhontshisi.
Oh,
so instead of like you're cooking your maize meal, what you then do, like you're cooking your pumpkin, what you then do, you're actually cooking your beans.
Okay.
It can be dry beans that you cooked and cooked and cooked. You can use canned beans, mm-hmm. which will just won't have to cook for a long time.
Oh,
I prefer the red beans, what you call sugar beans.
Okay.
You can also use butter beans if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You cook them until they're nice and soft, and then you continue with this genie. Gradually add your maize meal. You mix it through. Once it's cooked, you add your butter. It's so nice. It's beautiful. And then you can also add spinach instead of the butter beans, instead of the pumpkin. You cook your spinach until it's nice and soft. And then you add the boiling water. Make sure everything is boiling. Then you gradually add your super maize meal. And then you just stay.
Mm-hmm.
And then add your butter. So let's get isijabane. Like if you mix the spinach and the pap.
Okay.
But then, I mean, like, if you're having a braai, you can actually make all three of them, you know, like your pumpkin pap, your spinach pap, and your butter bean pap.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they're just, like, so, so nice.
Wow. Mam Dora, this really sounds yummy, and yet simple and also affordable, which is the nicest part about it.
Let's say my punch is called squatan.
Ah, nalo, gikameng lazi, you mean. Yeah.
I had like a bit of a mental block, sorry, in the lockdown.
No, it is okay, Mama. I totally understand. And the best part about all these ingredients is that you can find them in your kitchen cupboard and in your fridge without having to go out and buy anything more. And Mama, so now I'm dying to find out, then what's the next ACE recipe that you'll be covering for us next Monday?
For next Monday, we'll be doing a beautiful stamp and bean curry. We're also like going into, you know, you have stamp, ace stamp.
Yes.
Yeah, and then even you've got the ace stamp that cooks forever, and then you have this ace quick stamp as well that cooks for like 20 minutes.
Mm.
So, yeah, so we'll be looking at a stamp and bean curry recipe next week.
Oh, I so cannot wait, Mama. Ngiyakubona ushama levels.
Ama
levels.
It's
definitely levels. So when again, now again, you are a beginner or an experienced cook, make sure you do not miss out on these easy, modern, nutritious, and delicious ACE recipes that will fill your family's tummy with love. So it's a you join Mam Dora and the ACE every Monday and Wednesday. The MMC show, and also check out the ACE social media pages for more of these recipes, and also download the podcast ACE, filling your home with love. Mama, till next time, thank you so much.
Till next time, Zama Bonga Min.
Thank you, Mama.
Okay, bye bye.